Oh, yeah, there's some music playing. We could just get Pandora going here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds, seems so quiet. Yeah. George, give us a few minutes of solo on the drums. We don't have any music playing.
And
you got like three.
It's weird because when the music is playing, everybody's
yeah.
just.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then no music can help me say good times.
So to give everyone a pre-announcement announcement, we are live streaming right now. That's why we have the phone going there. And thanks to Melody for not giving me a hard time that I haven't returned her tripod yet. She loaned to me like 2 or 3 weeks ago, so maybe thanks to her.
That's all right. Just keep the heading on.
I know, yeah, exactly. Doesn't mean that Steve has to watch what he says because he's right in front of the camera and the microphone. So, no snide comments on the sermon. Yeah. Well, I guess we're about ready then.
What's your bulletin? You're on the announcement.
Oh, yep.
The call to worship is, this is the day, and it's be around, so men will start and follow Jim and Pastor, and then women will answer and follow us.
Just remember, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first, so.
That was last week.
That was last week. Also, I'm saying, don't think it's just the men getting off good.
This is the day.
State of not wanting to get too overly nervous, but also wanting to be careful as well. And so, of course, as we have already been kind of making little adjustments here and there, just to make sure that people feel comfortable, people feel safe. Because we know, as a congregation that has some folks that are on the older end of the spectrum, some are maybe a little more sensitive to concerns about their immune system and things like that. Of course, we'll, you know, as things are changing, so crazily, day after day, we'll keep on top of it. We've already started talking about things, already started making preparations. So again, please feel free to give the peace sign during the passing of the peace or an elbow bump. Same thing as you walk out of church, or I know I even had the kind of the Michael Jackson treatment for the greeter this morning with his black glove. Well, those were white gloves that Michael Jackson had. So, reverse. Okay. Anyway, but we also have communion with the little cups instead of intinction. Another little nod toward that. The offering plate is in the back, so we're not going to be passing that for the time being. I will stop licking all of the communion wafers. No, just kidding. That's how I bless them, you know? No, just... But we'll be mindful and we'll keep people apprised of things. I know the hospitals have stopped allowing visitations in some of the nursing homes.
The nursing homes are locked down.
So if you're wondering, why isn't Pastor visited? That's because he's afraid he'd get, you know, I don't know, arrested or something. I don't know what they would do. But I think just be mindful, too, of your neighbors and, you know, reaching out to folks that maybe already are homebound or those that may become homebound a little bit. So, you know, if there are folks that may perhaps would like you to do their shopping or provide a meal here and there, just be kind of mindful or just checking in and offering a little bit of supportive prayer for one another. If you need help with any of that, please give the office a call and we can help coordinate making sure that people are cared for during this time. We'll also continue to do the streaming thing. I'll look into doing it on YouTube for this next week. Right now it's just on Facebook, but I know not everybody's on Facebook, so we'll try to put it out on YouTube. We'll also, you know, I think we do have the capability to make CD recordings of the services, and so that way, if there are those folks that don't really have the internet or don't have reliable internet, we can try to make more CD copies. Just stay in touch with Mary. We'll just put all the extra work on Mary, and as we always do, we'll figure stuff out. I'd also encourage folks, if you've never signed up for Simply Giving, that's another great way. If, God forbid, we get to that point where we need to quarantine the church and cancel in-person services entirely and just go to streaming, that's another way to keep your support going for the church is through Simply Giving. And you can cancel that at any time. So that directly withdrawals from accounts. We might even look into online giving as well. But, you know, bills still need to be paid. So not to put a less than, perhaps a less noble point on it. But
The forms are in the narthex
for Simply Giving. So, again, even if you just sign up for a couple months, that is something that can be really helpful. Other than that, just, you know, please keep in touch and we'll let you know. But, other things to keep in mind, we are still at this point planning to go ahead with the movie and pizza event on the end of the month. Again, you know, keep an eye both on the bulletin or on the Facebook in case any of that does change. But hopefully we don't need to go too crazy, but again, we want to make sure to be safe as well. I know the folks that are thinking about, someone just came up to me before service. I know we do still have the potluck scheduled before the Wednesday evening service, but maybe for those that have participated in that in the past, just have a conversation after service during coffee hour just to see if we want to adjust that at all. I don't know. Again, I don't want to go overboard, but if folks would feel more comfortable with maybe just coffee and treats or to just skip it entirely, we can have that conversation after church a little bit. Let's see what else. Yesterday I was busy up in Hermantown, the bishop nominee forums for the upcoming bishop election this summer. I know George and Patty were at the one on Thursday in Mora with me as well. But there's some live stream recordings on the Synod's website in terms of hearing some of the responses the bishop nominees gave, if you want to find out about who might be our next bishop. Other than that, any other announcements I need to make at this time? Council meeting is not at 10 a.m. on Monday, but at 2:30 p.m. on Monday. So, anything else? Am I missing?
Saturday, April 4th, was the women's gathering in Pequot Lakes, and that has been canceled.
Okay.
They will hold it in the fall in Garrison.
Okay.
The summer gathering is still on as far as we know.
I know. Everything is so much up in the air right now. We're all like, it's probably still on. I know the joint Lenten cantata, too, they're kind of like, I think they're going to discuss that this afternoon as well. So we'll just kind of keep tabs on one another and keep praying for one another. And please don't buy out all the toilet paper unless you're going to share it with the pastor. Please, you know, we want to kind of be mindful. I'll talk about this a little bit in my sermon, but you know, as much as we want to take care of ourselves, we also want to balance that with care for community as well. So. Be a good Christian example out there in the world, and I don't want to see any black eyes next week from people fighting over the last package of hamburger or whatever. So let's be mindful of that, and to have a little bit of fun on St. Patrick's Day, too. I'm the only one who was not paying attention for the memo about being green today. So I have the red beard, though. That feels kind of Irish. So I got
my... forgive
you. Okay, excellent. Wonderful. All right. Well, then, I've... prattled on for long enough. Let's go to the next hymn. I am the work in the thing now. Yeah. All right. Look at that.
And then go.
One more.
Oh, do you want me to take it off?
Oh. Do I get paid extra for this? No. Just kidding. Just kidding.
No, because you're not doing a very good job.
I know. can we edit that out of the live stream? We need to get Julie on the bleeper here for every time they give me a hard time. Oh my goodness.
It's a song by an Irish group called Wren Collective.
And a lot of you should know this. This is in Bible school a couple of years ago.
So. You can do the hand motions, yeah, too.
You are the peace in my trouble sea. You are the
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who is present, who gives life, who calls into existence things that do not exist.
Amen.
If you were to keep watch over sins, O Lord, who could stand? Yet with you is forgiveness, and so we confess. Gracious God,
have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned away from you, knowingly and unknowingly. We have wandered from your resurrection life. We have strayed from your love for all people. Turn us back to you, O God. Give us new hearts and right spirits, that we may find what is pleasing to you and dwell in your house forever. Amen.
Receive good news. Whoops, not yet. Receive good news. God turns to you in love. I will put my spirit in you and you shall live, says our God. All your sin is forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ, who is free and abounding gift of God's grace for you. Amen. Son of God,
you spoke words to Jerusalem's leaders that were hard to hear. Give us ears to receive your word of life so that we can follow you faithfully. Amen.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
Let us please read our psalm responsively. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours.
All the nations have been made shall come and bow down before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name.
For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Give me an undivided heart to revere your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever.
For great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol.
And our reading this morning is from Mark 12, verses 1 through 12.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a pit for the winepress, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the season came, he sent a slave to the tenants to collect from them his share of the produce of the vineyard. But they seized him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed. And again he sent another slave to them. This one they beat over the head and insulted. Then they sent another, and that one they killed. And so it was with many others. Some they beat, others they killed. He had still one other, a beloved son. Finally he sent him to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they seized him, killed him, and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come to destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes. When they realized what he had told this parable, that he had told this parable against them, they wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowd. So they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
All right. Can you flip it to the next?
Hi.
Well, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Creator, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
By now, most of you have probably picked up on my love for Paul's teaching that we are all children of God and that all of us together are like different members of the same body. I've referenced it more than once, I'm pretty sure. That all of us, some of us are hands, some of us are feet. Some of us are the big mouths, and I think we all know which ones you are. No, just kidding. We all have different gifts, right? Some of us are spleens, and I don't even know if we remember what the spleen does. I'm not sure that's actually in Paul's thing, but I always imagine he could go on to all the other different parts of the body. Each of us have different gifts. Each of us have a role to play. That's the metaphor that Paul uses. Certainly, some of the parts of the body get more credit than others, and yet we are all needed. It's a lovely image. I mean, what's not to like about it? It's a real kind of communal sense. You know, we have grown so disconnected in our modern day world, getting shoved further into camps, concerned first and foremost about ourselves. And we were already moving that way before we started worrying about this whole coronavirus COVID-19 thing. Now, of course, as we were joking earlier, we feel this need to hoard every last toilet paper roll, every face mask. And who knows what else is now disappearing from the shelves. And even saying this, I wish I wouldn't have said it, because now it probably makes you more want to go out and buy toilet paper. I know I need to buy some more, and now I'm worried like I'm contributing to the problem. We've had this tendency already in our world to grow more selfish and more isolated and more disconnected. And this is just adding to that. And so hopefully we can find ways, as we've already kind of explored during the announcements,
And other churches I know, too, are thinking of ways that we can still remain connected while also being, you know, being properly concerned about this illness. And of course, there is this tendency in human beings, even with the loveliness of the image of Paul's metaphor of the body of Christ, and each of us with our own gifts, there's this tendency in us, even when we do feel connected with all these different gifts, to imagine our gifts as better than others. Or maybe we also feel bad that our gifts aren't as bad as others, right? There's this tendency to want to rank all the parts of the body. And of course, in the past few weeks, we've seen how the disciples have struggled with that concept. And of course, there are the mouths, right? It's often the mouths that get a lot of attention, those parts of the body. But of course, as we read in the gospel this morning, Jesus gives this parable where it reminds us that it's not always all it's cracked up to be the mouth, right? To be the messenger of God's word. The messenger is not always kindly received. Of course, Jesus is teaching this parable in the midst of a lot of those that lifted at least themselves up as messengers, or that society did. He's speaking again to the religious leaders, to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all the rest of them, the scribes and whatnot. Right after the verse that we have this morning is the verse where they're trying to test him, right, about, you know, paying taxes to Caesar. And I think they give another example of, I can't remember if this is in Mark's gospel or not, but there's, you know, you might remember the tests of like, well, if a man marries a couple different spouses, you know, who is he going to end up with in the afterlife? You know, all these questions to try to trick Jesus and push him into a camp, as we see in our politics today. But today he's talking about those messengers, right? The prophets. I think those are meant to be the imagery of the slaves that are sent by the master to these tenants. And we remember that it is not always easy for prophets, not just in the Old Testament, but we think of modern day truth tellers. We've seen in recent years, especially how journalists have suffered from, you know, different oppressive governments. I think it was back in 2018 in October, there was that journalist, that Jamal Khashoggi, that was murdered by the Saudi government. Even though, you know, of course, he was a U.S. resident. Some of his children were U.S. citizens. And yet, in the wake of this, there hasn't been much fallout for the Saudi government. Other journalists in Slovakia, I know, were killed. In Malta, another journalist was killed. And, of course, in Russia, it is not exactly good for your life expectancy to criticize Vladimir Putin. I can't imagine what your insurance agent would say if you were a journalist in Russia. It is a difficult thing. You may have even heard within the story of the virus itself, this COVID-19, that one of the first doctors that tried to spread the word about this growing threat, Dr. Li Wenliang, not only was he picked up by the police after some of his warnings got spread on the internet in China, but he himself died from the disease, serving on the front lines, being that messenger, being that servant right there in the thick of it. It's not always an easy thing. And of course, if we look at the parable itself, it's not like the slaves had some difficult or complicated message to tell, nothing that should have been unexpected by the tenants. Certainly, we don't know exactly what they say, but we can imagine it was simply reminding them of the situation that they agreed to in the first place, right? If you're a tenant on a field, you agree to give the owner of the field their cut of the produce. It's not something that would have been necessarily, you know, excessive. Certainly, there would have been bad landowners, but that doesn't seem to be the case. In this one, it was just simply a case where, when it came time to collect those taxes, to collect what was owed, they didn't want to pay it, right? They were greedy. They figured that they were their own masters, that whatever they could hold on to through whatever force necessary is what they would keep. They even imagined somehow that then, once the sun came, that they could become the own heirs of the kingdom. You know, many of us may not see ourselves as messengers of God. We know that there are those of us that happily, or at least willingly, claim the mouth portion of the body of Christ. There are those that are gifted in that certain way, or at least that talk whether or not they're gifted. Sometimes that's the case with pastors. But the thing is that, you know, for even if we're those that are happy to be the hands or the spleen, there are times when we may be called as messengers in our own way. We may not be the kinds of messengers that shout it from the rooftops, that put ourselves on the evening news, that are willingly have ourselves streamed live to whoever is listening out there. But a lot of us, we are messengers in all kinds of other ways that may go unnoticed. Some of the most powerful messages that we can give, and so often that we are called to give, are simple and basic, no bigger than an audience of one person to another. We have incredibly gifted people in our congregation, for example, that check in with other people, like as I said in our announcements, that already check in with our homebound members, that call their friends, that check in on those that don't necessarily have someone else in their life to look after them, and how important that is, both in a theological sense and in a way that I think we all understand, but even as scientists study, you know, what contributes to people's health and what contributes to longevity and what contributes to happiness and a stress-free lifestyle, it's having those human connections, one person to another. And so this is an incredibly vital thing, and I think especially, as I mentioned earlier, how vital that is now in these times of stress and times of worries about pandemics and all the rest, that as much as we do want to be careful and think about things like social distancing and quarantines and all the rest, that now more than ever it's important for us to stay connected one to another, to stay concerned about the health of our entire community. And so sometimes that takes the place of making sure you got your hand sanitizer and washing your hands for the whole verse of Amazing Grace or Staying Alive or whatever it is that, you know, that you kind of music that you need to do to get that hand washing done or whatever else it is, all these other precautions that we may need to take. But we will still be reminded of the importance of staying connected as well. You know, because we certainly do struggle with this. We struggle with it in all kinds of different ways, not just sanitation-wise, but all those other defenses that we can put up, all the self-reflection that we may avoid, right? If this was just an ordinary, everyday Lenten kind of a sermon, we would be talking about self-reflection anyway. I personally, for a long time, have been a great believer that one of the greatest gifts that we can have in our life is to have a friend who's willing to call us out on our stuff, right? Who really is willing to tell us like it is. I know I have Mary. She's my person in the office to tell it like it is. You know, it doesn't sugarcoat it if necessary. Maybe a little bit for my benefit on occasion, but more or less, she is willing to tell it like it is. And I'm grateful for that. And I have other friends in my life too, thankfully. And I hope all of you have that person in your life, that family member, that friend, that, or even your pastor. I will tell it like it is if you're willing to hear it. Okay? Maybe not to George, because George is my council president. No, I'm just kidding. No, I trust George. George can handle it. He can handle the truth, right? But that is an incredible gift in our life, because so often, man, we get nervous about people telling us a difficult truth, or at least giving us that different perspective, even if that's just what we need. To people that we trust, people that we know that see us for who we are and love us, and that will speak to us in that love, even if that's a difficult kind of a word to hear at times. And hopefully if we need to push back on them too, that they can hear that from us as well. And so I think that too is what we need, to be those messengers, one person to another, to be that person to give that loving word of God, even if that's a loving word of compassion, a loving word of forgiveness, a loving word of telling a difficult truth, that we can be that person in someone else's life. And still, of course, measured by grace, still, of course, measured by forgiveness. But this is what we need in our world. More ability to hear a loving word, to share a loving word, and to share that love with others in our community as well, too. So stay safe, stay healthy, wash your hands, but please also stay loving and giving and compassionate. Amen.
Let us confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Turning our hearts to God, who is gracious and merciful, we pray for the Church, the world, and all who are in need. God of living water, send your Church beyond boundaries to proclaim your grace. May its witness be a source of refreshment for thirsty souls. Strengthen our voices, that all people can know and believe that Jesus is truly the Savior of the world. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of living water, protect from pollution or misuse all rivers, lakes, oceans, and streams. Bless the work of those who dig wells and those who advocate for access to clean water, that all people and animals have enough to drink. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of living water, open the hearts of leaders and authorities, that they hear the cries of the suffering and act with compassion toward them. Bring peace to disputed lands and bring reconciliation to people divided by race, culture, or nationality. Hear us, O God. God of living water, mend the hearts of those who grieve broken relationships. Whether by conflict, abuse, divorce, or death, draw near to all who are ill. Assure those questioning your presence in the midst of doubt or suffering. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of living water, renew us in the promises of baptism. Join us together in worship, fellowship, and sharing your good news. Embolden us to serve others and to work for justice and peace. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Good and gracious God, we lift up additional prayers this morning. We especially remember in prayer all over the world where we are struggling with this health crisis, both for those that are ill, those that have passed away, those that are worried about becoming ill, that your healing and loving hands may reach out to all, that your calming presence may work toward keeping us a little more sane, a little more compassionate toward one another. Please also keep in mind that other sufferings around the world do not get lost in the shuffle. We know, oh God, that there are... We hear reports of locusts and insects moving through places like Africa and the Middle East, threatening to destroy crops. So please help us reach out in other ways, and other people who may be suffering, who do not get the attention of the news as our attention is focused elsewhere. And oh God, we lift up all these other prayers that are on our hearts. We lift them now either out loud or in silence.
Russ Johnson.
God of living water, we thank you for those who endured suffering and who now boast in the glory of God. Pour your Holy Spirit into our hearts and give us peace as we live in the hope of our salvation. Hear us, O God. According to your steadfast love, O God, hear these and all our prayers as we commend them to you. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
Absolutely.
Please share a sign of that peace with one another. And with everyone out there on the internet too, huh? Peace be with you. Should have asked if anyone's in the witness protection program first. Malmo would be a great place to hide, let's be honest. You know.
Alright.
Well, I guess we'll sing our offertory hymn, huh? But as we noted, the offering plate is there in the back. Don't worry, I won't give you a dirty look if you don't drop anything in it.
One more?
One more?
Oh. So I will sing the first three verses and then go back and repeat the first verse.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving I'll be a
Holy God, our living water and our merciful guide, together with rivers and seas, wells and springs, we bless and magnify you. You led your people Israel through the desert and provided them water from the rock. We praise you for Christ, our rock and our water, who joined us in our desert, pouring out his life for the world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life, death, and resurrection, we await your salvation for all this thirsty world. Pour out your Spirit on this holy food and on all the baptized gathered for this feast. Wash away our sin, that we may be revived for our journey by the love of Christ. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
is poured out in Christ for you. Open yourselves to receive it. Let us pray. We thank you, living God,
for the body and the blood of your Son, which sustains us in the wilderness and the garden of light. As Christ has loved us in this feast, so send us to love Christ and our neighbors.
Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Holy God, speaking, spoken, and inspiring, bless you, unbind you, and send you in love and in peace.
Amen.
And I'll finish the dismissal after our song. Share the good news.
Thanks. Thanks.